It's time for this week's exam, our weekly examination of issues in education from KBIA News. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Later in the show, we'll tell you about the University of Missouri's partnership with China, what it means for higher education and local public schools. But first, for Columbia Public Schools, Battle High School won't open its doors until August 2013. But the school's future principal's already busy making plans. KBIA's Camille Phillips recently caught up with Dr. Kim Presco at Oakland Junior High, where Presco's been principal for the last 12 years.
It's an ordinary Tuesday at Oakland Junior High. In the gym, students are playing flag frisbee. In the industrial tech wing, they are building mousetrap cars.
Mousetrap cars?
Yeah, mine keeps running into the walls.
And in the 8th grade honors block, they are preparing their National History Day projects.
Last thing is, you guys have a full period here of work time. Make sure that you're being on task, being appropriate. I give you that freedom, you're young adults.
But a lot of changes are coming. In a year and a half, many of the students now at Oakland will make the switch over to Battle to become the first sophomores and juniors at the new high school. Making the move with them will be Oakland's principal, Kim Presco.
I've spent the majority of my career here at Oakland Junior High, working with the families on the northeast end of town. It was the opportunity to continue to work with those families, but to also kind of be someone they trusted.
One of Presco's top priorities for Battle is putting together a committed group of teachers. Oakland social studies teacher Joshua Johnson says the focus on the students is one of the things that makes Oakland stand out as a school.
I think letting students know that they're cared for and that they are valued and that we care about their success is very, very important. And when I left Oakland as a student, I just kind of thought that's how it was everywhere. And then once I started going out in the real world and teaching at other places, I realized that, you know what, this is not the same as Oakland, and I realized how special it was.
For Johnson and Presco, showing students you care and putting them first becomes all the more important when the school has a high percentage of students living in poverty, like Oakland does, and Battle will. 50% of Oakland students are on free and reduced lunch.
A lot of people view us as being different and having different challenges, and I would argue that we have the same challenges as at other schools, and we have to really focus our energy and make sure that those students that may not get the things that they need outside of school are given those kind of tools here when they are at school.
Presco says today's teaching standards make small class sizes and manageable teaching rosters especially vital.
Before it was either it's right or it's wrong, you go back and redo it. Now it's about you're almost there, try this, you know, kind of thing. And so the feedback's real important, and to give constructive and effective feedback, it takes a lot more time.
Presco is aiming for 25 to 28 students per class at Battle. Another priority she has for the school is collaboration. That's the focus of two practices from Oakland she plans on bringing with her to Battle. One, a school-wide intervention system.
What do you do when the kids aren't getting those learning outcomes, and how do we work as a team to make sure that they meet those rather than as individual teachers?
And two, common assessments.
Every student who's taking Algebra 1 has the same type of assessment at the end of each unit, so we know that we're teaching similar things.
Ninth grader Summer McNellis cares more about volleyball spikes than standards or policies. But she's proud of her school and credits her teachers for helping her learn.
I feel like Oakland has a really bad reputation, and if you actually go to school, it's not that bad.
What makes it a good school? What would you like to tell them if you could?
The teachers really like, they like the one-on-one, and they make sure you get your work done and stuff.
Perhaps the best point in Oakland's favor is that it has produced students like Summer, who couldn't wait to return to study hall and get her homework done.
Yeah.
I don't want to take time out of my social life.
And you have a ball game tonight, I can tell, with your sweats on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Camille Phillips, KBIA News.
The Confucius Institute at the University of Missouri was established in April of last year in order to foster economic and educational connections between Missouri and China. Since its establishment, the Institute has partnered with local schools to bring the Chinese language and culture to children grades K through 12. KBIA's Rachel Rice tells us more about the partnership, forming at a time when Missouri has increasingly strong business ties with China.
That's right.
In a first grade class at Columbia Independent School, children are cutting out black and white shapes to make pandas. But this lesson's cultural significance goes beyond just arts and crafts. Director of Columbia Independent School's lower school, Beth Gardner, says the school is trying to expand its global perspectives to include Mandarin Chinese.
We want to bring as much of the world into our school as we can. I think that it'll just give our children even more of an advantage on having an appreciation for the world and respecting different cultures.
The school has partnered with the Confucius Institute beginning this academic year. Director of the Institute, Wen Uyang, says she thinks the Midwest is behind the rest of the nation when it comes to Chinese language education, which is why it has become so important to have a Confucius Institute in Missouri.
The purpose of establishing the Confucius Institute is to help American students and other non-native speakers. These two schools, they came to us. They decided they need to let their children to study Chinese.
Columbia Public Schools will have a new configuration beginning in 2013. The district will use this as an opportunity to incorporate Chinese into the language curriculum. Columbia Public Schools World Language Coordinator Suzanne Yonke says she anticipates Chinese language classes being available to sixth grade through high school students.
China is becoming more of a presence in the United States, of course, with the trade agreements, and so it is going to be more and more important that our students can speak Chinese or any other language in order to conduct business on an everyday level.
The Chinese government has stated that its intent with the Confucius Institutes worldwide is to spread its influence to other countries. Because of this, Confucius Institutes on other campuses have occasionally dealt with controversy. But locally, MU Vice Provost Handy Williamson says there is little concern about the possibility of bias in the Confucius Institute at the University of Missouri.
I got many inquiries from persons in the School of Journalism regarding the old argument about Confucius Institutes being a platform for propaganda, which could not be further from the truth as far as we can tell.
Gardner says the assistance the Confucius Institute has given to Columbia Independent School has been invaluable.
They've provided us with the teachers who come in. They're very dedicated. They have worked really hard to get to know our school community.
And to six-year-old Kaylin Rush, the choice to learn Mandarin Chinese was easy.
It just sounded fun. I love everything in Mandarin.
Do you know how to say goodbye?
再见.
Rachel Rice, KBIA News.
That's this week's exam. I'm Ryan Familiner. Thanks for listening.